Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The family of a 9-year-old boy shot and killed Friday afternoon in the community of Pilot Station says the fourth grader had just been named Student of the Week. State troopers say Spencer Pulte was killed by a shot to his chest from a pellet rifle. The shooter was another 9-year-old boy who had argued with Spencer. The victim's mother, Joyce Pulte, says that she had no indication that their son was going to have trouble on Friday. School was out as teachers attended an in-service seminar. Pulte says that in the afternoon, Spencer went out to play with his cousin, and the boy suspected of firing the fatal shot who was carrying the air rifle. She says her son's cousin witnessed the shooting. A Douglas business owner could be going to jail for not turning over sales taxes that he collected. Pat Peterson of PP's Douglas Inn faces 8 misdemeanor counts of failure to file sales tax returns and 8 misdemeanors of failure to remit sales taxes. Court documents allege that Peterson collected at least $34,800 in sales taxes from his patrons between October of 2009 and December of 2011, but he did not remit or pass on the taxes to the CBJ as required. Since this is not the first time that Peterson has run afoul of the CBJ for not remitting sales taxes, any plea agreement negotiated with prosecutors could include repayment of most of the owed taxes, plus interest and penalties, and possibly jail time. The monetary total is now up to over $42,000. He could also spend 10 days in jail for each of the 16 charges filed against him. CBJ attorney August Petropoulos believes that may be one of the more significant cases in recent memory of unremitted sales tax. Peterson was headed to trial in the case late last month. Instead, he's expected to change his plea during a rescheduled hearing later on this week. Peterson, in 2007, was convicted by a jury of not filing his sales tax returns, although he paid his debt shortly before trial started. According to Archive News reports, Peterson was sentenced to community service and ordered to pay over $50,000 in interest and penalties. Juneau police have arrested a man accused of setting fire to a Subaru near the post office in the Mendenhall Valley. Sergeant Scott Erickson says 42-year-old Douglas Slingluff was booked into Lemon Creek Correctional Center on suspicion of felony arson and criminal mischief. According to Erickson, the investigation revealed that Slingluff bought items to start the fire not long before the fire department received the call for help. An Anchorage man who admitted to killing his disabled wife and stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a disabled man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. William Dixiano was sentenced on Friday. The 63-year-old man had entered a guilty plea this summer to second-degree murder and first-degree theft in exchange for a more lenient sentence. Dixiano told an Anchorage detective in May that he beat his wife, Angela, to death with a baseball bat and then dumped her body near Long Lake, north of Anchorage, in 2010. Police say she had threatened to expose a fraud scheme in which her husband stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from a developmentally disabled man, Sam Lee, who had a multi-million dollar trust fund set up for him by his parents. And a former probation officer has been sentenced to 6 months in jail plus 5 years of probation for betraying the trust of women he was supposed to supervise. James Stanton entered a guilty plea in May to a charge of harassment, as well as one count of attempted bribery. He was accused of pursuing the women he supervised for sex in exchange for masking their drug or alcohol use.